And you're listening to the news on listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. This is WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. This week in New York City, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams called on Governor Andrew Cuomo to set up a blue ribbon commission to determine who was involved in wrongful convictions of many people in Brooklyn and throughout the states.
We are hoping that the governor will allow this commission to examine wrongful convictions throughout the entire state. As the Brooklyn Borough President, my focus here in Brooklyn, of 23 convictions since 2014 were overturned. We want to see if there was a pattern in practice that indicate there was an intentional actions on the part of anyone to illegally convict innocent people, and all those who are involved should be held accountable. The question is this human error or this human intention? And if it's human intention, that crosses the line, and the people held responsible should be held culpable for what happened. If the prosecutors in any way turned their backs on or turned their heads when something was improperly done, then they need to be held accountable for that. And the only way we can get to the heart of the problem is to allow this Blue Ribbon Commission to do an investigation with subpoena power so they can get all the documents they need, not only the documents in public view, but the documents that are in the case files, and determine what exactly happened here.
One of those wrongly convicted is Jabbar Washington. The 43-year-old Brooklyn man was released from prison on July 12th. This after he spent 20 years in prison for a 1995 robbery and shooting in Brownsville. Key evidence which would have helped his case was blocked by prosecutors, like that the witness who identified him in a lineup later retracted her statement.
The courts looked at the evidence and how he was convicted, and the courts made the determination to reverse his conviction and allow him to be a free man. So this was the decision of the courts. That's the same mechanism we want to use to say that this is not the end of the chapter. This is the beginning of a new chapter of finding out all those who are involved.
Washington's case is one of 70 cases the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office has investigated for potential wrongful conviction and exoneration. So far, their conviction review unit has led to the release of 23 wrongfully convicted individuals for crimes which they didn't commit. Adams says there's a troubling pattern.
Many of these men who have been wrongfully convicted were black or Hispanic men, and that same pattern seemed to be pervasive throughout the entire country. We believe that ethnicity is playing a role on this injustice, and we would like to see that reversed.
There's a troubling and frightening story about how justice was meted out during the 1980s and 1990s in New York City, specifically in Brooklyn. And that story needs to be documented and told, because we have to tell the story of how people were wrongfully convicted and that their rights were violated, and two, we have to make sure that this doesn't happen to anyone in the future.
Civil rights attorney Norman Siegel.
And what basically was happening is, one, that police officers, people in the district attorney's offices were manufacturing, falsifying evidence. Manifestation was that coerced confessions to young men of color, disproportionately black. And second, that the police and the district attorney's offices would fail to disclose exculpatory evidence, that if the evidence was given to the defense lawyer, perhaps there would have been a not guilty verdict rather than guilty. And then finally, we have to talk about the racial aspects of this. You're talking about too many young men of color, disproportionately black, who were convicted at young ages, spending years in jail, and then civil rights lawyers are able to persuade the court that there were wrongful convictions. They're let out. They get a few million dollars, but that's not adequate. We need to look at the systemic problems, find out, was it just Brooklyn? Was it all New York City? Was it all New York State? And then, is this happening in other places around the country? The criminal justice system is supposed to be about justice. It's not about winning a case and convicting someone, especially when the evidence is not there.
For the venerable civil liberties attorney and former head of the New York Civil Liberties Union, wrongful convictions aren't surprising.
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn. I went south in the mid-60s and I had the honor to participate in the Southern Civil Rights Movement. And one thing when I reflect back is Southerners were very brutally honest about their racism. Up south in places like New York City, although our mayor proclaims to be a progressive, I think he's a phony progressive, the racism, the classism is more subtle and more sophisticated, but it still does exist here. And so I think eventually when this story is documented and told, I think what will come out is that people in the criminal justice system, the police, the prosecutors, stereotype young men of color, specifically young black individuals, and a crime was committed. Very often a person died. There was enormous pressure put on people to find the killer. And so, again, they manufactured falsified evidence in certain instances, and young men of color were wrongfully convicted.
Siegel says he's not shocked that this is occurring here in New York, in one of the most progressive cities in the country. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams wants the Blue Ribbon Commission to be set up with experts who are adept in reviewing cases, prior prosecutors, judges, prior law enforcement, and with advocates dealing with wrongful convictions, as well as those who have served time.